So you're on the phone inside talking
inside,
to your brother?
Talking to my brother, and I hear commotion, a bunch of yelling, and I hear, stop, don't do it. Don't do this, stop, and then all of a sudden I hear about 5 or 6 pops.
Okay. And then you came outside and saw the cops.
Yeah, and actually my front door was jarred open a little bit by a doorstop, so I could get some air, so I heard pretty good. Okay. I had the front door open a little bit.
Did it sound like they came, was it just right in that area where all the yelling was occurring, or was it?
You know, it was big, loud commotion, like, I don't know what happened, like the chase thing she was driving, but and there was a bunch of yelling. I mean, it wasn't just like stop, you know, 2 seconds later a bunch of gunshots. It was like he yelled and argued for I would say at least 15 more seconds it sounded like, maybe even longer before that. And then it was before, you know, before they finished yelling, like there was a pause of like 10 seconds between them, like before the 6 shot started. So I don't know, I mean, I didn't see it with my own eyes, but say from what it sounded like, it sounded like the cops gave him enough time to figure out what he was going to do.
Okay. I mean, did it sound like there was a verbal exchange between the cops?
Yeah, I mean, they were talking to him.
Was he talking back to him or yelling?
It sounded like he was talking. It sounded like he said something. I can't remember what he said. And, you know, they were, you know, I can't make out exactly what was said, but it sounded like they knew my name.
Okay.
You know, it sounded like they were telling him not to do something. You know, they gave him enough time, you know, before they started shooting at him, before the commotion started. I mean, there was an argument before that, before it started. So, you know, too bad for him, but
yeah.
Man, he didn't listen.
But
you know, it was there was a bit of a commotion before it started, the shooting started. I mean, it wasn't just like, you know, they crept up on him and shot him. He knew. I would have to say he knew what was gonna happen, what was happening. You know, there wasn't enough time.
Okay. So whatever he did, it's your.
I didn't see anything, like anybody, like a couple of them. They said they saw people running. I didn't see anything. I just heard, you know, the commotion, the yelling.
Okay. Can I get
in
your name?
My front.
Can I get your name?
Out. What's that?
Can I get your name, please? Here by yourself?
Yeah.
Was anybody else here with you at the time?
My brother was on the phone. I don't think he heard it. It happened right after. The commotion happened right after I got the phone with him.
About what time was that?
If I had to guess, probably, you know, 5:30 maybe.
5:30?
I can't even. 5, somewhere around there.
Okay.
You know, it's actually, it's weird because I think that's true because I ordered a pizza and they called me about half an hour later around 6 and told me they couldn't get in because it was taped off.
Yeah.
So. That's, like, yeah, I'd probably say about 5:30. Right. Yeah, I was like, I was like, you know, I got to start calling back later on.
All right.
So,
thanks for your help, Sean.
No problem.
You have a, can I get your phone number real quick?
Yeah. Hello? Hello? Yeah. Yeah, can I, right now is not a good time. All right, thanks. Yeah, through some.
I'm not a big basketball person, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm just waiting for the hockey playoffs to start myself. Okay, so you're somewhere around here?
That's right here. I heard some loud noise. I come out here, open the door, and I stepped out. He jumped over the wall here. I guess he jumped because he can't see the wall too well.
Is it right behind the pine tree or something, right off your balcony? Okay.
And he ran about. He's around there, and he's talking back to the officer at this time. I don't know if the officer was over the wall or just on top of the wall. And then as he started to move down, he and the officer jumped over. And about where the river is, and that time he was down at the end of the street. I guess he was going up to the street. Mm-hmm. So then I heard the two shots. Then I saw the officer running down here. And then I saw the man running up this way. So we got way up over there. About halfway over the parking lot here.
Mm-hmm.
And probably I could hear three or four more shots. But I couldn't see anything then because there were bushes here.
Gotcha. Okay. Hmm.
I thought it was the first two young teenagers. I said, we're going to fight or something. No. So you try to have to listen to it because you don't want to get involved. So I didn't hear the words exactly. You know, so it's not one in ten. You know, well, it was all
happening
out of a second.
Mm-hmm.
And fired two shots.
Right here where this yellow tape is by where it says
right there, yeah.
Compact on the driveway down there below you?
Yeah.
Okay.
The compact sign on the wall there.
Uh-huh. Did you see the gentleman that the police were chasing?
Yeah, I saw him.
Could you describe him for me?
Not too well.
Okay.
But you're looking, but you're not looking. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. No, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
Oh, boy, that shooting. I scared the hell out of him. What are you telling me? Get the hell in here.
Okay. Could you distinguish what was being yelled back and forth?
All I can say was he sounded mad.
He did, or the cops did?
Well, I guess they both did.
Okay.
He said back to the cops and he said, I don't know what this guy said. Maybe one word was a no or something like that. And he saw it. That's what he said. And he said that, he was looking this way. Like just facing the building and turned his head sideways towards the officer. And he took off and the officer went and ran over here. He had two shots. And you see running up here. And he had about halfway up there to the field. And he had three or four more shots.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Just so I understand, you're out here on your balcony and you're in apartment 209. Is that correct? I read that right on the door? Okay. And you hear some kind of commotion happening down below your balcony?
It doesn't sound good.
Okay.
Somebody had a fight or something.
Okay, it sounded like people were going to fight.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
and then
I can't honestly say that. I couldn't distinguish the words.
Okay, and then you see somebody hop the fence underneath this.
All of a sudden, the gentleman, he was here. So I guess he went
He was already out in this parking lot area.
He just got into the parking lot area.
Okay.
And he got down along there, before he went down there, and then the officer was here. He told him something about us. And I guess he just started to run, and by the time he shot, he was just getting to the corner.
Well, he fired two here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where the bullets went. Did they go into the wall or the cars over there or anything else? All I can think of is going down and pushing a car was driving by.
Sure.
Drive by pretty fast to go to the swimming pool.
Sure.
Somebody's gonna get hit. Yeah. Must have been pretty bad if the man had any gun or anything. It must have been pretty desperate if he had to shoot at him. Must have been something pretty bad.
Yeah.
Can you tell what happened?
That's what it sounds like. I don't have all the details. I'm just going door to door to find out. I'm just going door to door to find out from everybody that lives here what happened. Because people like yourself see a little piece,
yeah,
and somebody else sees a little piece, and then you put all the pieces together and you complete the puzzle, so to speak. So,
I didn't want to be shooting or robbery or something like that. So that's what you had to shoot at.
That I don't know. I do know that both lethal and non-lethal rounds were used. Do you understand non-lethal?
Yeah.
Like a beanbag type round, and I know those were used. I don't know if that was what happened down here or not, but I don't want to.
Sure, it sounded like a gunshot.
How long are you in service for?
Well, just in the end of World War II, 45, 47. I listened for 1 month, I was 17, I listened 1 month before Germany surrendered. and my birthday in August, I was 18. October.
Right.
I was lucky enough to miss it out.
Yeah.
If I didn't go into World War II, I
would have
been in the
Korean War. I knew right, right, right. Could I get your name, please, sir?
Stan.
If we have any further questions.